WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. That's Police Scanner by the experimental band Chanel Beads off their debut album, Your Day Will Come. And experimental is right. This album is wistful, rich, and bizarre in the best possible way. It covers a lot of ground. One moment it's a dreamy pop record, next it gets gritty and dissonant. Other times it's orchestral, like listening to a full string section. It's full of electronic drums, droning violins, and heavily processed vocals. I sat down with Shane Lavers, front person of Chanel Beads, and I started by asking him how the song Police Scanner came together.
I kind of had a ton of downtime because I got really sick and was kind of worried about, honestly, like never being able to write a song again for some reason. I was getting really neurotic and I was making a lot of like amorphous sounds. I don't know, maybe it's like kind of really contrived, but I was like, I really need something to slap me in the face, like rhythmically. So I made a bit like the biggest snare sound I could make and then worked from there backwards.
You mentioned being sort of scared that you wouldn't be able to create again. I mean, that sounds scary.
Maybe people can relate where it's just like you live and die by every victory and failure, where it's like the second you feel like you've done something, you're like, now I can never do it again.
So Chanel Beads is made up of you, your partner, Maya McGrory, and violinist Zachary Paul. Tell us about how you put the project together.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a solo project that I just like have a small circle that I collaborate with. Maya and I have been making music together for like almost 6 years. And Zach and I have known each other since high school. The way I define like Chanel Beads is that it's just like all on my computer. So I just like toil at it and kind of get neurotic over it. So it's great to kind of just like go as close to your ceiling as possible and then kind of bring in other people to just try to get it like a few inches higher.
Throughout the album, you layer your voice with Maya's, almost kind of creating this new lead vocalist with that combination. So I want to hear an example of this. This one's Unifying Thought. So that layering of your voices, where did that idea come from?
It's kind of hard to describe, I guess, because every time I try to describe it, I feel like I'm misleading someone. I just noticed, like, I was feeling like my voice was sounding thin one time. And I was like, I love your voice. Can you just double what I'm doing? We're really bad at harmonies, so, like, we don't really harmonize with each other. We just kind of sing the same thing over each other.
I see.
But,
yeah.
But she sings... She has an amazing, like, lower register voice. She's got a good range, but So like when I'm singing at the top of my range, and it's very comfortable and easy and like lower in her like chest voice, it just kind of creates like a, it's like, is this someone whispering or shouting? And is it a man or was it a woman? Is it one person or two? Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was definitely like a, to me, it felt like a magical moment when we just put our voices together at once. It just sounded so much more blended than anything I've ever done with anyone else before. So
where do you pull inspiration from? Like, do you have artists that you point to?
Definitely. There's definitely like times where I'll be like listening to music and I have to pause it and be like, got to go make music right now. But often I feel like the biggest times that I do that is when it's something that it's like, I can't really make it that myself. Just something like pretty outside my world. I can't really think of an example right now, but like, maybe it's like a, like some kind of jazz quartet or something, like Donald Byrd, this like a trumpet player or something like that. Like I'll listen to his kind of like later stuff that's fusion-y, and then I'll stop and I'll just try to make something that's got a groove to it that like reminded me of that.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Or something.
In the press release for this album, fake jazz is mentioned. That's a term that was coined by Steely Dan co-founder Donald Fagen. So I want to hear from you, Shane. What is fake jazz? What does it mean to you? And then how did that inform the making of the album?
He's talking about like that kind of like commercial appropriation of something that's like used. But like the thing that really made me really obsessed with that quote or his term is that it's like more than like whatever fake jazz is, it's about that he's kind of as a listener deciding how much he wants to appreciate it and almost like deciding that it does have like, because I think in his circles maybe like, you know, jazz is this sacred thing and then like this commercial appropriation of it was really bad, which is like true. As an artist and as a listener, you can kind of assign your own value to like whatever you're listening to. Like almost all my favorite songs, like there's really only one part of the song that I think is truly transcendent and the rest of it like is almost like not very good.
Really?
Well, I'm really obsessed with listening to something and almost making it your own just by your own association with it.
Let's hear some more music, Shane. This one is Embarrassed Dog. So this song has you exploring a metaphor of yourself early in life. You say, quote, an animal bound to the lives of other people who only pretends to be tough and scary, end quote. I mean, that's a curious bit of self-reflection there. Can you expand?
When you grow up as a kid and you're kind of at the whim of other people, but you're like trying to forge your own identity, but you got to find your own time to do it. So yeah, I really also just liked the the title of the song too, just kind of being like...
Yeah, Embarrassed Dog. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, it kind of comes from when you are walking down the sidewalk and you see like a dog on a leash going to the bathroom. And if you ever make eye contact with them, you can just kind of sense this weird transcendent shame. I mean, a dog can scare you like when it barks and stuff. But at the same time, it's like you also just watch it relieve itself, leashed up. So it's kind of this strange, like the sense of embarrassment and shame that like isn't taught, but just learned when you're trying to form an identity and show that identity and like wear that identity out.
Well, you're on tour.
It's not a toilet metaphor, but I don't know.
I don't know. We got there somehow.
In, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the tour that you're on right now and the live experience of Chanel Beads for a moment, because a lot of the writing of this album came from this self-imposed filter. So explain that.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing music as Chanel Beads for a long time. So there's like, but just like really under the, just like, and house shows, and I hadn't really released music, and I kind of kept it close to the chest, but it's just had a lot of different iterations. So in the last like few years, I kind of got really interested in like letting myself on stage just sing and just kind of focus on breaking down like the stuff that made me comfortable on stage. So a lot of the music, and like Police Scanners specifically, which we started with, was kind of trying to make a song. And Embarrassed Dog too. Embarrassed Dog is like the pinnacle of this, of trying to make a song that I was like, I can get on stage and just hold the microphone, and it feels really like necessary for me to say something to you and not just like a vibe out and get on with it. Like mm-hmm. I kind of actually want to tell you this, like not just in the sentiment, but in the delivery, you know, I want to shout something to you.
Yeah.
And be there for a reason. Without being like self-important about it.
Well, you're supporting Mount Kimby on this tour, which is a prominent electronic artist. I think your music shares some sensibilities for sure. So why don't you give us a preview?
Well, we're going to rock out, I guess, and lay it all out. I feel really lucky to open for them. I've been like a fan for a long time. And I feel like we... like that term fake jazz applies to, because because I feel like we've kind of like, I feel like I'm appropriating rock music a bit, but like without trying to make distinctions between rock and electronic. And I feel like they're blazing some cool trails of destroying distinctions and creating their own as we go. So mm-hmm. I'm definitely incredibly inspired by them and their approach. Watching them play has been really inspiring, and I feel like they're getting somewhere that I think is really cool and that I would like to explore, but from a pretty different angle from us live. They're really just extremely organic. And I feel like we're approaching it from a colder. And I don't know, I sing kind of loud live.
Yeah.
And maybe more aggressive than the record.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of cool to see this kind of how they got to where they are.
Well, it sounds like it'll be incredible. That was Shane Lavers, front person of the New York City-based experimental project Chanel Beads. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us on the air.
We'll go out on one more song off the new album. Fittingly, this one is the album's closer. This is I Think I Saw. This episode was produced and mixed by Ethan Schwab. If you dig these tunes, we'll tune back in every Saturday. We feature emerging and established artists with many different sounds. You can also check out our website at wbez.org/reset to see our full archive of conversations. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.